You know, it's interesting when you have a traumatic experience how you get over it with humor, you make jokes about it, you know? And had this experience once. We used to joke at work about it, you know? Vincent Van Gogh and the Surreal Commodore, we call it. I was outside the workshop and on Victoria Road in Gladesville, and there's this sort of a bend, you know, and it was wet, horrible wet day, and this guy's come around the bend in this Commodore and just gone into a spin in the wet, you know? And then he's gone into a spin onto the other side of the road into oncoming traffic. And he's hit this car like a T-bone collision. And this car has T-boned this car and just, you know, the guy inside it's hit him on the driver's side, you know? And everyone on the streets just stands there in shock and awe and just goes, wow, you know, no one moves. And I'm like, what? You know, and I ran over to the car to see if the guy was all right and climbed in the passenger side door and, you know, he sort of flaked down and there was blood coming out of his mouth and his nose and his ear had been sort of cut off by the tin of the roof, which had folded down and concertinaed, you know, and the guy's legs were sort of crushed between the door and the gearbox, you know, where there was about 10 centimeters space, you know, and this big guy's legs were squashed into 10 centimeters of space, you know. So then I run back into the factory and grab some rags, some offcuts of fabric, and you know, held his ear back up and stopped the bleeding from his ear and where it'd been cut off, and held his head up because his head just kept flopping down, you know, like there was no life in it, and held his head up and tried to keep his airways open. And you know, then the ambos turned up and relieved me and said, you know, mate, this is our job, and stood back and let him take over. And you know, we made jokes about it and called him, you know, Vincent Van Gogh and the Surreal Commodore. The police came back a couple of days later and asked me if I'd witnessed it, and yeah, gave him a statement, and they said, yeah, mate, you were holding the head of a dead guy. He was dead from impact.